I do what I want.
You do what you want.
Hell yeah.
Fuck off. What do you... Quit fucking with the damn thing.
I wish you'd quit yelling at me, Dad.
I'm not your fucking dad, goddammit. Everybody else calls me fucking Dad. I don't need you calling me Dad.
Okay.
What? Okay, fine.
I hate you.
Welcome back to Wrench Jockey Radio. Back again with Logan and Dakota. Today we have a little bit of a special guest on the line, somebody that I've known for, actually, I'm not sure how long I've known this fella, I think maybe 2 years, maybe a year, 2 years, something like that. Joey Rose. Joey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, 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 good. What are you up to today?
Yeah, what you got going on?
Just got off work not too long ago.
Okay.
Just been chilling at the house.
What do you do for work?
I'm a heavy diesel mechanic.
Yeah, that's right. I always forget that for some fucking reason.
It's a horrible idea.
Yeah. Do not recommend.
Do not recommend. What sort of... are you working on trucks, or...?
So I work on a lot of, like, line trucks and bucket trucks.
Okay.
A lot of international.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much anything between engine work, basic brakes, hydraulics.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is this dealership stuff, or?
I work for the government. I work for City of Columbus.
Oh, no so. Shit.
Another government man on the line. Hell yeah.
Yep, everyone makes fun of me for it, but.
That's what I do, man.
I like it. It's not too bad. I worked for the private sector for a while, and. After it got old.
Okay. I think I knew that, and I forgot it. So I guess you and Dakota have that in common. Big municipal guys.
You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. So, before we start diving real deep into shit here, we gotta go through what we do with everybody.
Oh, yeah. The shitbox count.
The shitbox count. So for me... From when you were 16 until now, we got to run...
Or before 16.
Or before 16.
Every vehicle you ever owned.
We got to run through it.
Is this including, like, trailers and motorcycles?
Oh, my God. Yeah, why the fuck not?
Yeah, let's have it.
All right, so to start it out, when I was 16, I had a Jeep Wrangler. That was... It was an interesting vehicle. It was good for what it was, but it was not my style.
Okay.
And then after that, I bought my now third gen that I have from my dad.
Okay.
So that thing was in the family since brand new back in 2004.
Oh, no kidding. It's been around a while.
Yep. Yeah, my dad bought it brand new, and then ever since I was a kid, I told him I was going to own it. And then I eventually bought it from him.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
And then it started rotted out, so I parked it for the wintertime and bought a daily driver. It was a Chrysler 300. That thing was the nicest vehicle I ever owned. It was a straight up... I don't know how to say it, but I did not fit that car.
No fucking shit, Joey.
Black on black on black. Heated and cooled cup holders.
No
heated
shit.
Steering wheel. That thing, it was top of the line.
I was going to say, I always forget you could get a Chrysler 300 like that. Like that nice.
Oh, they were a big thing. Yeah, man.
Well, I always forget that because normally I associate like Chrysler 300s with like people that like just drive around shit boxes because that's what they are now. They are shit boxes now. Anyways, continue.
And then between that time, I traded a four-wheeler for a 94 Ford Explorer on Swampers.
The deal of the year.
It was a gem. Very clapped out. Straight.
I think Explorers came off the line clapped out.
Yeah, that's no shit. Yeah.
This one actually had a sunroof, too. I don't know what it was up with it, but it had a factory sunroof.
Like a fucking Eddie Bauer?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
The
dirty old Eddie Bauer Ford Explorers.
Fuck yeah.
We had one of those.
Did you?
Yeah, Duffy had one.
Oh my god, Duffy had a Ford Explorer. That checks out. Anyways, Ford Explorer.
And then I blew that thing up, blew the trans, sold it for $500.
Okay.
And then about that time, I was getting the itch for a diesel. So I was looking around, and I had my 300, and I traded it in for an 04 LLY. And that was probably one of the worst decisions I ever made, but...
you gotta give the Lily truck some love.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to treat them.
It was a really good truck to begin with, and then I drove it through the wintertime, and fuel lines rotted out, rockers were gone.
Oh, shit.
All that stuff.
That all checks out.
Yeah. And I was always scared about the old LLY head gaskets.
I bet I've done close to 100 sets of Duramax head gaskets.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have been LLYs.
Yeah, yeah. Checks out.
Yeah, and then after the fuel lines rotted, I actually took it to the dealership leaking fuel and traded in for my Cummins, my fourth gen I got now.
No shit.
Yep. Oh,
that's not bad.
There you go.
Yep, and then I guess I skipped a few things. When I was 17, I got my first motorcycle.
Oh, shit.
Rode it for about a year, and then I traded in for a Harley-Davidson Ultra Classic.
Well, all right.
There you go.
Then about that time, I started going to more shows, and I didn't really ride it much, so I just sold it and bought more truck parts.
That also makes sense.
Yeah, that checked out.
Yep. And then had a couple trailers, the red gooseneck. Recently sold it, got the 40-footer. And then that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Which trailer did you have when we seen you at UCC?
The red gooseneck.
Yeah, the red gooseneck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the same trailer I stood on for Moonshine's meet and fucking talked to everybody. That was fucking... I was not going to lie, pretty fucking lit at that moment, so...
Well, that's why I don't remember the trailer at Texas Roadhouse, because I was about fucking torched. I think I was almost a fifth deep at that point.
So yeah, I remember that Texas Roadhouse.
Actually, speaking of that, where were you sitting at that Texas Roadhouse?
I was sitting on like the front wall almost.
Okay.
We were kind of like right in the middle. We were like right by the bar.
Yeah, we were like right by the bar. Yeah, so the way that Joey Rose and I met was, or like met for the first time, if you will, was Joey, I don't remember if I messaged you or you messaged me, but like we were figuring out if we were both at UCC, and you were like, I think you said something about seeing my truck or something.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the parking lot, and I was like, are you at UCC?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. I remember
that.
Yeah,
and then you were. Yeah, I'm at the Texas Roadhouse, and I looked at my buddy, I was like, Goose is here. He's like, who? I was like, Logan.
That's fucking hilarious.
And that's when I texted you, and then, like, I think I saw you, but I was like, I was too nervous to go up and say anything, so
oh,
I was like,
God.
I didn't see him.
Nobody should ever be too nervous to talk to me. I'm just hanging out.
He's an asshole. I wouldn't talk to him ever.
Fuck you. Shut up. You don't... Fuck you. Anyways. So the big thing, I guess, that you're known for, Joey, is your third gen.
Yep.
Would you like to go ahead and run through all the... I would actually like to run through your comments, too. Run through all the fucking phases that thing has gone through from, like, the fucking beginning when you bought it from your dad.
Yep. All right, so when I bought it from my dad, it had 17x9s and a really ugly brush guard and fender flares and all that. Uh-huh. You know, like pretty 2010 build.
Okay. Yeah, that checks out.
And then I slowly started taking all that stuff off, realized how bad the rust was. So before I got the rust fixed, I bought 20x12s because I was like, I need wheels before I fix rust.
Right. Of course.
And then,
yeah. Of course you need wheels before you fix rust.
So I rocked the rust for a little bit, then I finally got it in the body shop and fixed. I did it, like, in pieces, because at the time, I was working part-time at the shop, and so I did the bed first, and I left the rockers, and then I got a hood and tailgate, and I was like, well, I'll just do the rest now. So if you ever saw my truck before I had it wrapped, it was 50 Shades of Gray. That was my nickname for the truck, because doing the body shop in pieces was not the best idea.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
But then I sold the 20 by 12s, and I got 24 14s for it, and right then I thought I was a full SEMA build. I was like, yeah, this thing's it.
Full SEMA build.
Yeah, I was like, this is top of the line. And then after that, I had the RGB rock lights on it, so that was pretty pimping. Sold the, I guess, a couple, like, just random knickknacks on the truck. And then I got all white rock lights, put a new leveling kit on it, and I just rocked it like that for a while.
Okay.
And then I bought the Cummins and the trailer, so I was like, well, I'm going to start trailering the truck to shows.
Okay, then, yeah.
Felt cool doing that for a little while.
Right.
And then about fall of last year, I was like, you know what? If I'm trailing the truck to shows, I should make it trailerable. So I decided this past winter to just go full all out on it with powder coat, wrap, custom everything.
All right.
Fuck.
So I had everything on suspension, rear axle, everything you can think of pretty much powder coated. Then I had the custom wrap done, built headlights and taillights, got 26s for it.
Dude, that thing on sixes.
It looks so good.
It looks so good. I'm so glad you picked sixes.
Yeah. I was really unsure about it. I had a lot of bad luck with the tires at first, but I think it looks good.
What kind of luck did you have with the tires?
Yeah, what was going on there?
I went through two tires before show season even started.
No shit.
Yeah, had sidewalls bubble up on them.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But do you need to go fucking wipe?
No.
Oh my god. Anyways, keep talking, Joey. Ignore that.
Yeah. So I just sold those wheels and tires a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ordering some new ones. Gonna do a built engine this winter and then put the rear on air.
I was gonna say, after going through all the powder coating and wrapping and everything, what your next steps were. What are you thinking you're gonna do to this engine?
I got a stage 3 cam for it.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna do basically a cam and heads up build on it. With, of course, I got the giggle juice on it.
Oh shit.
And then I got long tubes. I might try figuring out 2-step just to horse around with.
Yeah. But no, yeah, nothing. Please do that. Do that.
2-step's a thing right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm starting to see a lot more built gassers, really.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm not sure where that came from, but I'm really liking it.
Because people are figuring out that it costs like $3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, at the end of the day, it costs like $3. For what I'm going to have in my Duramax at the machine shop, I could buy a forged rotating assembly for that big block.
Yeah. 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 Fine. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I know. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Plus, Duramax are just gay.
I mean, I guess.
Haha, you're gay. Sorry. It's just too easy.
If you don't know how to work on them, just say that.
I don't know how to work on them. I tear apart cat motors for a living. Joey tears apart Max Forces, apparently.
I fucking hate Max Force.
Oh, yeah?
I hate it.
What? Do you work on a lot of Max Forces at work?
Yeah, we have like a 10-2 ratio of Max Force to Cummins.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. That's actually, a lot of max forces. That's a lot of max forces now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What's your most common fix on one of those max forces?
Coolant leaks.
That checks out.
That checks EGR, out, yeah.
EGR cooler's going out.
Okay.
Turbo's going out.
Yeah. That's fair. I get that.
Yeah. That's the two biggest and most painful things to do. The turbo isn't too bad, but some of the EGR coolers suck.
I can fucking imagine. I hate doing EGR coolers and EGRs on, like, fucking Detroit motors, let alone doing one on a fucking Max Force. Jesus, fuck that.
I used to hate Detroits when I was at my other shop, but, man, I'd love to go back to Detroits.
Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah, after working on Max Forces, I would love to work on a Detroit again. I allegedly deleted one time. Allegedly. That we're going to leave it at that. Worst experience of my fucking life.
Really?
Oh, my God. I've never had, allegedly, a harder allegedly delete.
You know what's just as allegedly easy?
What?
If when you allegedly delete said things, you just allegedly leave everything in place and unplug it.
Block off plates.
Yeah, this is true.
Nope, don't even do that.
Apparently, or whatever the fuck. The EPA doesn't listen to this. Fucking grab me one. What did I do? I took off the EGR and EGR valve and put block off plates on and shit like that. But the problem was, and Joey's gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. stainless steel bolts inside of a fucking cast iron manifold.
Oh, that doesn't work out very well.
No. Yep. And it's in a fucking, I can't remember what truck it was, but it was an International. It's 3/4 of the way underneath the cab. I have the doghouse out of this thing at a fucking angle trying to drill these fucking bolts out. And eventually we just said, fuck it. And we had old fucking Bruce come down here. Dakota knows who Bruce is.
Oh, I know Bruce.
Dakota knows who Bruce is. And he took a fucking rosebud to the cocksucker and then just welded the fucker shut.
Damn.
I was like a day and a half into this and there was 30 trucks in the parking lot waiting to go in, and I was like, we're not fucking with this any longer.
Something's gotta change.
We're welding it fucking shut. I need this thing out of here. And it was a little puddle jumper fucking truck the dude used to run over the summer to haul fucking local loads.
Yeah.
So it was like, fuck off. Go to hell. Anyways. What about this Cummins?
Let's talk about that guy.
What's been done to this fourth gen here, Joey?
So honestly, powertrain wise, it's pretty stock. It has cold air intake. I just did a grid heater delete on it.
Okay,
smart man.
And it has tune and delete. That's it.
That's it.
Yep. Nothing done to the motor.
So it's not a big power princess.
Nope. It's just a reliable tow pig.
Fair enough. Like, that's fair enough.
It, it's currently my daily. I drive it every day. 6-inch lift, 38s.
Okay.
5th-gen taillights. Paint match front rear bumpers.
I am liking those 5th-gen taillights a lot.
They do, yeah.
Them things are doing something to me.
Yeah. I saw they just released them for 3rd-gens, too.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. Really? Who's making those?
eBay.
All right.
That's my favorite place.
So, while we're talking about this fourth gen, I swear to God, I've seen this truck on 4 sets of wheels this year. What is your fucking wheel game here, buddy?
Yeah, what do you got?
What is it?
Well, to be honest, it's had 10 sets of wheels on it this year.
10?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wish I was.
What the fuck?
Marketplace is my best friend.
We're big marketplace advocates over here, so trust me, yeah. We're happy to hear it.
Anytime I'm not at work, I'm on Marketplace. And even when I'm at work, I'm on Marketplace.
Yeah, me too.
So I really get good deals on stuff for some reason. Everyone, when they want to find wheels and tires, they come to me to find the deals.
No shit. Okay, fair enough.
I'll have to keep that in my back pocket.
Within the last 2 years of me owning this truck, I haven't put out any money towards wheels and tires. I've always made money.
No shit. Fuck yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good luck, really.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if you remember the black 26s I had on at the beginning of the year. I found those on Craigslist for $1,600.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I drove those to New York City and back and sold them for $2,500.
What the what the fuck? That's an easy $900. Fuck yeah.
Yep. And the super singles I just got, I have $2,800 into them.
No shit.
With the adapters?
Yep, with adapters and center caps.
No shit. That's stellar.
Yeah, really. For a set of super singles?
Yeah. I love the way they look, too.
You said those are 38s right now.
Yeah, I'm on my 5th-gen stocks and 38s right now.
Okay. What the fuck? Yep. You and these fucking wheels. 10 sets of wheels in each. Do you remember all 10 sets?
Yep.
Go. Run down it.
Yeah, run it.
Because they're going to want to hear it.
All right. So, January, I had 22x12 TIS on 37s.
Okay.
February, I had 26x14 Archons on 37s.
Jeez. Okay.
Sold those. Got 24x14 TISs on 37s. Then I ran those for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then I had the 26s I threw on it here and there. And then I sold the I traded the TISs for welds. I ran the welds for like the last half of the year. They were 17x10 Cheyennes on 37s.
Don't tell me you sold those.
I sold them.
Dude. That's a hard wheel to find.
Yeah, I know. I got tired of them. I get bored easily.
Well, I do too, but
fucking
man,
jelly.
When you got a set of wheels.
And then I picked up these 5th-gen stocks and 38s for pretty cheap. I only got $900 into them.
Fuck, okay.
And then I just recently got the Super Singles and 35s.
Fucking hell, Joey, what the fucking...
Yeah, what the hell?
I got a thing for wheels, I guess.
Yeah, fucking apparently. Jesus Christ.
I think you should have got those shotgun wheels for your 6L.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Even if you would have bought them, I would not have ran those things. Those are... I swear I remember when those came out, because...
Oh, I do, too.
I swear it was
those
either,
and like the chain link ones.
Yeah, the chain link ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, I think it was 2016 when those came out.
Yeah.
Because
15, 16. Yeah.
You know how I know that I remember this is because we were sitting in class one day and my buddy, this is how bad my taste in wheels was at the time. My buddy like takes his laptop and shows it to me. He goes, look at these fucking things. And I was 16 years old and freshly into wrenching and freshly into trucks and this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And he's like, are you a fucking moron? And I was like, are those not cool?
I think I thought they were kind of cool for a short time.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got taste.
Yeah.
I definitely thought they were cool for like maybe a year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
And then
but that's
the chain link one. Are just disgusting.
But that's what that shit was back then. I mean, that's going on, how many years ago was that? 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That's seven.
Yeah.
7, 8 years ago. I mean, that's what fucking trucks were back then. I mean, that was a brand new wheel. It was hot.
At least we've made it further than everyone thought rock stars were cool.
Yeah, thank God.
Man. I wanted a set of rock stars for a while.
Yeah, you remember that era?
Unfortunately.
Do you...
So here, I hate rock stars.
Okay.
I absolutely hate them.
Okay.
I don't mind the Rockstar 2s.
I don't even know.
You're talking about the faces that can come off?
I think so, yeah. I don't know.
I don't think those ones are bad, but they're just
but they're
not
still
good.
Rock stars, so I kind of have to hate them.
Yeah, during that time when those movies were coming out, that was when light bars were getting popular and the color halos.
The light bar game, fucking how many light bars and how many light pods can you put on a pickup?
That or when everyone and their brother had a set of Moto Metal 962s or Gear Big Blocks.
Oh, God. Moto Metal 962s.
They're a staple.
They are a staple.
I still don't even really hate them to this day.
No, you don't hit. You know who ran Moto Metal 962s for the longest time?
Everyone in this county?
No, like,
I did.
Yeah, even Joey's like, yeah, I'm guilty.
I had a set of Big Blocks on the Cummins.
Did you?
Yeah. That's what my 420s were on. My 420Vs.
They're on Big Blocks.
Yeah.
Fucking. Now, the reason I, like, have a staple with 962s in my memory is because, and Dakota's going to know this, but Joey's not. But, Joey, you should know this guy eventually. Garrett Boyle ran Moto Metal 962s on his 6-liter for, I mean, absolute fucking years. Never got rid of them.
No shit.
The only reason he ever got rid of them was because one day he discovered a slow leak in one of his tires, and it ended up being that wheel.
Down the road.
Yeah.
So he junked all. He was like, "There's 962s. I'm junking all of them." And he legitimately took them all to the scrapyard and went and bought different wheels. And I wish I could tell you what he's on right now, but it's a fucking deleted six liter with an S300 on it.
Yeah, something.
I think it's an S372.
That's dirty.
Yeah, it's got big sticks in it. Anyway, actually, the S372 does not even fuel that turbo right. It's smoky.
My Jeep Wrangler, when I had it, it was on Moto Metal 962s, and it had lots of light bars and pods.
Fuck, yeah. Did you put the shit on it?
Put what on it?
The light bars and pods.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah! Just the shameful, yeah.
It had the cringy Jeep Wave stickers on it and everything.
You know...
How many?
I would take the shitty Jeep Wave stickers over the fucking ducks.
Oh, God, please, yes.
I'm glad I did not have a duck.
Thank fucking God, Joey, you did not have a single goddamn duck.
If you're a Jeep person listening to this and you're into the duck thing, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's cringe.
Actually, I have a duck on my Cummins right now.
But it's not in a Jeep, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the first time my boss and his wife, they bought that Jeep.
Oh, did they get ducked?
Yeah, they got ducked, and my boss's wife was so excited that she got ducked. That sounds so bad. It's I'm like, so sorry. So, how was your show season this
year? Yeah, let's talk about show season.
It was really good, honestly.
Yeah, it seemed like you had a good one, dude. It really did.
I went to a lot of new shows this year, and I will definitely be back to all of the new ones that I went to. Yeah. UCC, this was my first year going to it.
Really?
And, yeah.
No shit?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be back to that shit for sure, won't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got to remember, though, we've been blessed to have, other than the, first 2 or 3 years, UCC's been in our backyard.
Yeah, UCC has been in our backyard for an eternity.
Really?
Yeah, only...
I remember when it started, what was it? Was it in Utah?
Yeah, it started out in Utah. It was in Salt
Lake
City
for
3 years.
3 or 4 years, they moved it here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been here since.
Huh. I never knew that. I guess when that started, I was probably still younger, not really into the truck scene yet.
Yeah, yeah. When UCC started, it was... What fucking year was that? I want to say it was like 14 or...
13 or 14.
13
yeah.
or 14, it was out in Salt Lake City. And then they moved it to Indianapolis.
And it's been there since.
Yeah.
And it's grown exponentially every year.
Oh, God, Christ. It's so, yeah. Well, Joey, yeah, you saw this year, Joey,
yeah.
How big UCC yeah. is.
The after parties were insane.
Yeah.
I remember standing on Bodie's trailer on the truck, on the trailer, watching all the burnouts.
It's fucking... You see, if anybody's listening and you have not gone to UCC and you love diesel performance, you have to go.
Yes, it's a must-go-to show.
Yes. It's
anyone
like
on.
When you talk about the who's who of show trucks and diesel performance and shit like that,
yeah,
they're there.
Yeah.
I remember, I wish you were there last year, Joey, for 2022. Fucking Greg Alborella showed up at an after party. He literally showed up, unloaded the race truck off of the trailer, lined up on the burnouts, and they put the trailer at the end of the burnout line, and he did a fucking heater all the way down this burnout pit. That was fucking forever long. The one Saturday in 2022, if anybody's listening and knows what I'm talking about, was fucking forever long. And he burned them the whole way down, smoked everybody the fuck out, and literally that truck went right up on the trailer, strapped down, and he left. It was so funny.
I wish I could have been there to see that.
Oh my God, it was so good. Anyways, you went to UCC this year, you had a good time. What else are you coming back to?
I'll be going back to Carlisle Truck Nationals out in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I would like to make it to that sometime.
I'm not sure I've heard of that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good
show. That one, I was skeptical of it going to it, but it is honestly the biggest show I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah. The amount of trucks, there's such a huge variety between lower trucks, lifted trucks all year, and then they have a swap meet at the show.
I was there.
Maybe we'll put that one on the list.
I was there for 3 days. I didn't even walk the entire place.
Oh, my God. That is huge.
Yeah. Definitely a show to bring a mini bike to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, I went to the usuals, Freedom Truck Meet and Music City, Smoky Mountain.
Smoky's one I have on my list for next year.
Yeah, I think we try to make that one next year.
Smoky is probably my absolute favorite show to go to.
Okay. Is it just because Gatlinburg, or?
I think it's more of just where it's at.
Okay, yeah.
And the hang around the people and the strip and everything like that. The show itself is cool, but I think it's just cool to see all the scenic stuff, and it's just different than what we have here in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. That side of Tennessee is fucking gorgeous, dude.
Yeah, I love it. And then trying to think what else shows I went to. I went to Moonshine Show, of course. That one was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Moonshine Show was a good one.
Looking forward to seeing what happens next year.
I also am. I was really happy sponsoring that this year, and hopefully we'll be able to sponsor it again this coming year as time progresses.
Yeah. And then there was also a Michiana I went to. That one was it was a one to remember.
Why was it one to remember for you?
Oh, no reason. Just a lot of after party events.
Michiana.
It was a fucking disaster.
Did you see they changed the location to it?
Yep.
Yep.
It's another hour away from me now.
Where did they change it to now?
To the RV Hall of Fame.
Oh,
So we personally know the guy that puts that on.
Yeah, we know Brad. I guess we'll stipulate this real quick. The one that you're talking about, Joey, is Michiana Automania at the RV Hall of Fame. Or no, yeah. No, it's Michiana. They changed it, didn't they?
Michiana Automania.
It's Michiana Automania?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they made a new show, new show called something, I forget. Yeah. But yeah, I was talking about Michiana where they moved it to Elkhart.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Jake Haskamp and I were actually just talking about that yesterday. He was like, hey, is Elkhart close to you? And I was like,
it's actually closer for us than Shipshe.
Yeah, it's actually closer for us than Shipshe, but.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Elkhart. Yeah,
I work in Elkhart. That's how close it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to go to Elkhart as a kid to go shopping. It's like,
you guys got some weird names in that state.
What? What do you mean, Joey?
Shipshawana, Elkhart? Like, why can't it be regular?
What do you mean regular? That is regular to us.
Yeah, what the fuck is regular?
Like Columbus.
We have a Columbus.
We have a Columbus. It's a little further south, but we have one. We got what else?
At least we don't have Bellefontaine and call it Bell Fountain.
It's Bell Fountain. It's not.
I know it's Bell Fountain. Half of my family's from there.
It's Bell Fountain.
I know it is.
How do you guys spell that?
Do you guys say Lima or Lima?
Lima.
Okay. It irritates when people say Lima.
No, that's the whole thing behind Bell Fountain. It's spelled Bellefontaine.
Like Fontaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Bell Fountain. Yeah, I'm not even from there, and I'll die on that hill.
My grandparents live in Bell Fountain.
No shit, okay.
This is where Joey and I are going to figure out we're actually distantly related.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Joey's like, at this point, what else can happen? Fucking goddamn it. We don't have that many weird names, right? Do we? Shipshawana, Elkhart, Goshen.
I don't know. It's all normal to me. I live here.
Well, yeah, I know.
Goshen is a really weird one.
Is it?
Yeah, because like people want to say Goshen or something like that.
That's because people are uneducated swine.
Shut. What the? God fucking damn it. Oh my God. All right, so we ran through your show season. We ran through the pickup trucks. I mean, we ran through the Cummins. We ran through the third gen. What else can we run through with you?
I got a $700 Crown Vic.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah?
Is this where this turns into the part where we start doing buy sell trade?
I don't know, is it? I forgot to add that into my shitbox counter too, the Crown Vic.
Dude, thing will never let you down.
When did you get this Crown Vic?
About 3 years ago.
What the fuck? That's so long ago, Joey.
Yeah, he was like, oh, my stomach. You made it sound like you bought the fucker last week.
No. This is an old trusty. I bought it for $700 from a police auction. And I daily drove it for a little bit. It does terrible gas mileage because it only has a 4-speed, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a Crown Vic.
I did a lot of stupid burnouts in it, and I had to put a transmission in it. It's had 2 engines, 4 transmissions.
What the fuck?
So it's like a $3,000 Crown Vic.
No, I still call it the $700 car.
You should put that bitch on, like, sixes.
I want to squat it, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But you got to put it on sixes.
I was thinking, like, Swampers and Barts. You know, squatted, dragon hitch.
I remember vividly.
I'm banning Barts. No Barts for anyone.
I remember vividly, actually, Joey, when I lived in Lima, somebody was lifting their Crown Vic to put Swampers and Barts on it, but they only had enough money at the time to get the front part of the lift, and then there a couple weeks later they're going to do the back part of it. So there was actually a Crown Vic that ran around with Swampers and Barts on the front, with the front only lifted for like 4 weeks.
I don't want to live here anymore.
It's not here, it's Lima.
I don't want to live on this planet.
Lima seems like a very fitting town for that, too.
Oh my God, it was so fucking fitting. That town is such a hellhole.
Yeah, I've rattle canned that car multiple times in the street. Under a tree.
What color is it?
It's teal.
You know what?
That's where I got the idea for the color on the third gen, to be 100% honest.
Yeah, that checks out. You rattle canned it teal? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, Menards just had this color, and I saw it, and I was like, that's the one. I bought 12 cans of teal rattle cans, and me and my whole family made a weekend project.
And you just fucking rattle canned the shit out of this fucking Crown Vic?
Yep. It looks pretty professional from, like, a 50 feet away.
No, it's a 50-footer.
It's a 50-foot paint job?
Yep.
I was going to say, Joey, how many runs are in this paint job?
Honestly, not that many.
Really?
Yeah, there's some light spots in it, but it's really not that bad.
Oh, you know, you're the light spots, you just take a couple more, three fucking coats on her and just fucking leave her go.
I'm hoping, now that I got the 40-footer, I'm thinking about bringing it to Freedom Truck Meet. next year for the burnout competition.
Oh, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Go, come out and give fucking Ron Maple a run for his money with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can give him a run for his money, but I'll try.
Well, Bernie's on hospice, so.
Yeah, we're not sure what Bernie's going to do yet, but it's going to be something stupid. We're thinking right now, maybe, and this is in the just in the works. We're not going to make this a for sure claim. And Joey, if you want to come, you should. We're thinking maybe we haul the thing out to Diesel's in New York for the season opener.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you about that?
No.
Oh, surprise. There's a lot of things I don't tell Dakota that I just put in the works.
What the fuck?
I'm like the king, at least at the moment, the king of like just doing things, and did I tell you who might be here Saturday?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you after this because I'm not saying it on the podcast.
Oh no.
Well, once again, I'm the king of putting things into the works and telling absolutely nobody. But that Bernie right now currently runs on like. Maybe four out of the six cylinders.
Four would be probably generous.
Four is probably generous. Four out of six cylinders on this 300,000-mile...
500,000.
Oh, is it five?
Yeah, it's half-million-mile motor.
Oh, my God. 12
now. That thing's a pump, so it'll run.
God Christ. Fucking... We're hoping it finally puts the fucking sword in the ground and kills itself at fucking Diesels of New York if we can get it out there.
I remember when he was, like, just beating the piss out of it at Michiana with...
Oh, my... Yeah, we didn't know that a factory second-gen trans would do that.
Yeah, that's a stock 500,000-mile trans.
Really?
Yeah.
I was expecting that thing to blow. When he was just going straight to drive, to reverse, to drive, I was like, oh, no.
And actually, there's... sorry, Ron. There's actually JB Weld holding part of that transmission
there
together
is.
Right now.
That's a thing.
That I wish I was kidding. That is such a real thing.
That's even more impressive, honestly.
Yeah, JB Weld is holding that transmission together right now, and it did reverse to drive, reverse to drive, reverse to drive burnouts. And that was a spur of the moment thing. Ron had never tested that.
Nope,
he just decided he was just going to do it.
It's happening.
And he just shoved it in reverse, and it went. And then he shoved it back in drive, and it went. And what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a sight to see.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was. Well, even if Michigan is an hour away for that, do you think you're going to come out this year?
I probably will come just to check it out.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, don't let an hour stand in your way.
Yeah, it is a good venue. I've been up there for other stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
An hour does not stop me. You should see how far I travel from Marketplace.
For fuck's fucking sake. What's the furthest you've traveled for a Marketplace deal?
I did a 20-hour round trip.
To where?
So I was selling my 24s, and I found a buyer in North Carolina, or South Carolina.
Okay.
So I drove down there, sold my 24s. On the way back up, I went over to Tennessee to get my 26s, and then drove up.
Asinine.
I made sure to reset my trip on my truck before I left, and it said 19 hours and 59 minutes.
Holy
of
shit.
Driving. Yeah, I was kind of pretty stupid for that one, but I think it was worth it.
Hey, if it's nothing else, it's a memory.
Right?
Yeah. Something to tell people.
Something I've been on recently, at least in the past year or so, is like, you got to do it for dad lore.
Yeah, dad lore.
You gotta do dumb shit now, so that way you have something to tell your kids when you're older.
Yep, pretty much.
Just stupid little things that you can just drop randomly
yep,
at Thanksgiving.
Throughout their life, yeah.
And all your kids are like, write that down, write that down! What was dad doing in his fucking 20s?
That way they can brag about it at school.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, well my dad drove 20 hours for a couple sets of wheels. The fuck?
Other kids are like, yeah, your dad's pretty stupid.
I think he's pretty cool.
Right, yeah, he's really cool.
My dad can beat up your dad. That classic conversation. Are you shitting me?
Oh, man.
All right, for fuck's sake. Joey, we'll go ahead and let you get off the phone.
All right.
Sweet.
What?
I was about to say it was sweet talking to you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy.
It sounded like you said sweet, fuck you.
No, I did not say that.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys having me on here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anytime.
All right, I'll see you guys next time.
See you next time, dude. Talk to you later.
See ya.
So that was Joey Rose.
That
was the Doughboy.
The Doughboy. Oh, we never brought up the Doughboy phase.
I don't know how important it is, but...
You know.
It's a nickname.
It is
a nickname. Sort of like, I don't know. Like, I'm Goose. That's just a nickname. But now it's a fucking...
Sex icon.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. This is the second podcast you've said that on. I'm not an international sex icon. Joey's truck, on the other hand, that third gen... International sex icon.
That thing's beautiful.
That thing's fucking hot.
That is probably the one and only half-ton third-gen Dodge I will ever call beautiful.
With the early front end on it.
Yeah, bubble headlight truck.
Yeah. I really do like few bubble headlight trucks.
Mm-hmm. You gotta do them right.
You have to do them right. I love that one. He fucking made it look so goddamn good.
He did.
Oh my god. And the fucking green suspension... I don't know why. Accents so well against that teal.
It does.
It looks fucking great.
I remember you going on about that truck before we ever even seen it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think Joey put out some pictures. Like, or no, I forget when exactly he released the look of it. But I think it was, like, right at a show or something. And I saw the pictures before I saw it at the show.
Yeah.
I fucking went on about this thing, and I was like, it fucking looks fucking fantastic. This is for real. Like, if y'all have never seen Joey Rose's truck.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, it's a
thing. It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. Looks so fucking good. So much. And even the fourth gen looks good. The fourth gen really, for what it is, like, it's really just a straight, basic...
Daily truck.
But
it's beautiful.
But it looks great.
It does.
And I think like Joey's boredom with wheels is, I think, what
it helps
keeps,
it, yeah.
Yeah, it helps it. It keeps me interested in it because he's constantly changing the look of it.
Yeah.
I mean, the third gen is just, like, you want to look there at it all the time. Yeah. Because it's just the third gen. But the constant wheel change of the fourth gen, I think, is part of what keeps me interested in that truck. Joey is really one of those guys you have to keep your eye on for, like...
Yeah, he's always doing something.
At any rate, thank you for tuning in yet again to another episode of Wrench Jockey Radio. Dakota, where can I find you?
At my house.
At your house? At work?
You can find me on Instagram at dhickok_5.9.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on the TikTok at hickokdiesel.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it.
You can find me on TikTok at WGDR_01. I need to change that. It's so, like, stupid, to be totally honest with you. Or you can find me on Instagram at WildGoose_repair. But until next time...
You can also find us...
Oh, hey, yeah!
We have never formally announced this.
We've never formally announced this.
You can find us on the Wrench Jockey Radio Instagram.
Yep, just look up Wrench Jockey Radio, all one word.
It's there.
It's there.
It exists.
Go follow it.
Bye-bye!